Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. What happened in Illinois could have happened elsewhere. While a mass shooting at the 4th of July parade in Illinois shocked the nation, police in Richmond, Virginia say they thwarted a similar plot.
The chief of police in Richmond, Virginia says a hero citizen overheard a conversation about a mass shooting planned for the 4th of July at the city's Dogwood Dell Amphitheater and called the cops. That day, they went to a man's house, and after they saw what was inside, they arrested Julio Alvarado Dubon for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm.
They seized two assault rifles, one handgun, and 223 rounds of ammunition.
Chief Gerald Smith says they then put a second suspect under surveillance and were only able to arrest him Tuesday after the 4th. Roman Balacarcel was also arrested for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We're learning more about the man charged with killing seven people at the parade in Highland Park. Authorities say Robert Cremo confessed to the attack and thought about carrying out another one after he fled to Wisconsin.
There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Christopher Covelli. Cremo was arrested after returning to Illinois and remains held without bail. A former White House counsel to President Trump agrees to speak with the committee investigating the Capitol riot.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone is expected to testify on Friday for the House Select Committee. The panel has sought to talk to Cipollone and issued a subpoena last week. Other witnesses have told the committee Cipollone was critical of Trump campaign attorneys who presented strategies to overturn election results and even threatened to resign if Justice Department officials were fired.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Cipollone is expected to meet with the committee privately and could argue some of the information sought by the panel is protected by executive privilege. America is listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The lone abortion clinic in Mississippi will likely close its doors for good tonight before a state law banning most abortions takes effect tomorrow. The so-called trigger law was activated after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Jackson Women's Health Organization sought an injunction yesterday to stay open, but a judge denied the clinic's request. And in Louisiana, the state Supreme Court rejecting an appeal to allow immediate enforcement of new laws banning most abortions, the majority saying the court declined to get involved at this preliminary stage. A federal judge has approved an agreement to settle a long-running school desegregation case with a North Alabama school system.
The Madison County School Board agreed to take steps to ensure equal educational opportunities for Black students, including participation in gifted programs and college prep classes. The majority white school system also agreed to ensure non-discrimination in student discipline and recruit more Black faculty members and school administrators. Rachel Ballard, the Director of Equity and Innovation for Madison County Schools, says they've already implemented several of the requirements. The school system's progress will be monitored for 3 years. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Set sail on the seven seas without a COVID-19 test.
Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings says it will no longer require pre-boarding COVID-19 testing for its guests unless required by local regulations. The company says the new policy takes effect August 1st across its Norwegian Cruise Line Oceania and Regent Seven Seas cruises. Norwegian says the change is in line with the rest of the travel, leisure, and hospitality industry worldwide, though the company strongly recommends all guests be up to date on vaccinations. Cruise lines are now under voluntary oversight by the CDC, which tracks cases on board.
Fox's Ginny Casola. And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 70 points, the S&P 500 gaining 14, the NASDAQ picking up 40. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.